Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
When I was here in late March, candidating for this position, you, this community, gave me a gift basket, except it be in Portland. The basket was a reusable shopping bag. The gifts were organic, certified fair trade, sustainably harvested, no child labor, fruits and nuts. Not a piece of chocolate in there. What? I know, what? And two used books, one of which was a visitor's guide to Portland, which I tried not to read too much into, okay? So, humor. I learned from my Lakota friends that humor belongs everywhere, even in sacred ceremony. It's a part of our makeup. You know, we're not separated beings or compartmentalized beings. We're not, you know, quiet and humor and sacred and this. We're all integrated. So why would we leave part of us on the shelf just because we're entering into sacred ceremony? And I learned this in Anipi, which is Lakota Sweat Lodge. And Sweat Lodge is not about endurance, it's about prayer. In fact, everything I'm going to share with you is about prayer today. But in Anipi, when I first started going several years ago, there was a lot of humor and laughing and jokes, and this was many years ago, and I was like, yeah, this is a little uncomfortable for me, because I thought sacred meant solemn and quiet and serious. And I think the lodge leader figured this out about me after a while, because then he started giving me homework. And is saying, next time we're here, you need to bring a joke to share with the people. So as you can tell, I no longer hesitate to share humor in sacred community, and I have that lodge leader and many Lakota elders to thank for that. Even at Sundance, when I was on the Rosebud Indian Reservation several times as a supporter for Sundance, I noticed that even during Sundance, the actual 4 days of deep prayer, it's all about prayer, the music, the chanting, the dancing, it's all about prayer. And those Sundancers in the middle of the arbor would joke around with each other and laugh while they're dancing their prayers. And this humor serves many purposes. It's bonding. It makes difficult things like Sweat Lodge and Sundance a lot easier when you can laugh. And it's through these experiences that I really learned that part of the sacredness of this universe is humor and joy. And that it's not sacred and profane, it's all sacred. And Richard Rohr, I think, teaches this beautifully when he wrote, "There are not sacred and profane things, places, and moments. There are only sacred and desecrated things, places, and moments. It is one sacred universe, and we are all a part of it." So I have learned that humor is part of this sacred universe, this great gift from the Great Spirit, and it is good and right to share it with the people because it's healing and it's bonding and it's just a lot of fun. And there's no reason to leave that behind just because we're in a sacred ceremony. Another great lesson I learned from Lakota elders that is that there are many ways to knowing, and I'm saying knowing with a capital K, that mystical truth, that spiritual truth about the universe. In Anipi, we bring in the stones, they've been heated up, and they make us sweat, which is helping us pray. And we refer to these stones as our ancestors, because our ancestors, the stones, gave us life. I also learned in Anipi from these Lakota elders that we should be grateful to the thunder beings for giving us life. You know, and the Lakota people have been teaching us for many, many years. But now science says, guess what? They were right. Turns out lightning is part of the process that released phosphorus from the rocks, and phosphorus is essential for life. And that same lightning also, studies are starting to show, helps create organic compounds that may include amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. So mystical knowings about spiritual truth way before we have the science we had now. So I learned that mystical knowing is real and it is valid and we should listen to it. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, wrote, "A mystic is one who intuitively perceives truth and who without conscious mental process arrives at spiritual realization. The mystics include the great prophets, the inspired writers, the illumined souls of all ages. What we have received from them constitutes the greatest intellectual and spiritual heritage of the ages." Another great lesson I learned from spending time over the years with my Lakota friends is respect. Respect in many ways. I learned a lot about respecting our elders. And a dear elder that I learned a lot from is Uncle Sylvan. I'm getting a little teary because we lost Uncle Sylvan during the pandemic. But my first time at Sundance on the Rosebud Indian Reservation, I learned a lot about how to show respect for Uncle Sylvan and all of the relatives there, the uncles and aunties. But Uncle Sylvan was a little special because he was a teacher of and preserver of the Lakota language. Uncle Sylvan knew how to treat everybody with respect, even us white people who were invited in to their sacred ceremony. We were very equal in his eyes. And one day, Uncle Sylvan invited me to sit with him, and I got a little giddy. I'm like, ooh, I get some one-on-one time with Uncle Sylvan. And it turns out it was me and him, and then another, and then another. And I learned from his grandson a bit later that this is a wisdom circle. And Uncle Sylvan was going to share his wisdom with us. And how we showed him respect was to listen. Whether he spoke for 30 seconds or 30 minutes, you listen and you don't interrupt. And the reason you're doing this is so you can fully absorb what he's saying and sharing. And then only after he's done do you pause and contemplate what he shared and then contribute. But the thing about this is it's a wisdom circle, and there's no head of the table at a circle. Everybody in the circle is equal, and everybody has wisdom to share. No matter where you come from, and no matter your age, you have wisdom to share. And we show respect for each other by sharing our wisdom and listening to it. So today I've asked our teen group to share some of their wisdom with us, a little bit of a teen wisdom circle. We're showing respect for them by listening, and they're going to show respect for us by sharing. So I invite our teens, they're going to say their name and then share just a little bit of their wisdom with us.
Okay. Hi, I'm Soleil Davis. Little wisdom for me is opportunities are abundant, and I know that Spirit is going to guide me through the ones that I need in my life and the ones I don't need in my life.
Thank you, Soleil.
Hey, I'm Malachi. A little wisdom from me is I am optimistic, and I know that as long as I have faith in Spirit and in this community, everything is going to be all right.
Excellent. Thank you, Malachi. Okay. Thank you very much, Soleil and Malachi. Thank you. Wisdom is part of respect. You know, Uncle Sylvan, he didn't, at Sundance, Sundance is a large, you camp out during Sundance. You're there for 8 days, 4 days of purification and 4 days of the actual Sundance. Uncle Sylvan didn't camp out with us. He was an elder. He would go to his home every night, but he always arrived very early. And we always knew Uncle Sylvan was going to be the first one there from the elders. And we always had his favorite seat reserved for him. We always had his coffee ready for him, just the way he liked it. And whoever was around, everybody knew, get Uncle Sylvan his coffee, right? And in every meal, Uncle Sylvan was served first. Uncle Sylvan and Uncle Homer, they're brothers. In fact, Uncle Homer was the host of the Sundance. It was his. During Sundance, he's Chief Homer, but otherwise he's Uncle Homer. But this respect that we showed did something for us too. It raised our consciousness of community and love and sharing. So it looks like it's a one-way thing, but this respect really isn't. It's a two-way benefit. Another way I learned respect is in lodge, the lodge I went to, Sweat Lodge. The lodge leader would often say, nobody in this circle is greater than I am. And nobody in the circle is less than I am. This is equality for all through respect for all. Again, it's a circle. Everything these people do is in a circle because there's no head of the table. It's equality and it's respect. Another way I learned respect that helped me a great deal with my spirituality is respect for their culture. When I'm on Sundance grounds, when I'm in a nipi, I wear a skirt. This is a Lakota ribbon skirt, so I wear it today out of respect for these elders that I've learned these lessons from. It's their culture. I wear a skirt when I'm in support of Humblecha, which is Vision Quest. I respect their culture by following the rules of no pictures of Sundance. It's their ceremony. And not sharing what happens during the actual Sundance. You can find it on the internet. Don't trust it, but I'm not going to share it with you as far as what actually happens during Sundance. I show respect by not sharing what people say in an EP. We know this. This is sacred, safe space. Sweat Lodge is the time to share our joys and our sorrows and our challenges and to pray. But it's all about respect. I show respect for their culture by not sharing what happens to people in a nipi, in Sweat Lodge. And again, this respect, what I learned about showing so much respect for other people's culture is that it, especially when I'm invited in, because again, I'm white, I'm not indigenous, and I'm like, wow, this is a great honor to have been invited into this. They're placing their trust in me. So, but what that did for my spirituality is following their cultural norms and respecting all that was I could more fully experience the sacredness that was occurring because I was in their community. I was invited into their ways. They invited me. And that kind of like, how do I want to say it? Doing things their way, the depth of it really sunk deeper in. And I was able to have a greater experience at Sundance and in Sweat. So all this respect built my gratitude, my love for them, the sense of community and that sense of equality. And that's what we all get when we show respect for elders. I spoke about respecting our elders a few weeks ago and respecting our future, which is one of the reasons I asked the teens to share with us today. And this all builds our consciousness. The next great lesson I learned from them is generosity. The first time I was at Sundance, there was a naming ceremony for a baby that had been born since the last Sundance. And this family, now what you have to know, first of all, to fully appreciate this story is the Rosebud Indian Reservation is consistently ranked the poorest community in the United States. I dare say every one of us is rich compared to them. Yet this family that had a naming ceremony went around the Sundance grounds. Many of us they had never met. I didn't even know this family. I had never met them. And they gave every single one of us a gift. That's a lot of gifts. But they do it, again, because it builds community. It's a bonding experience. And it's their way of showing gratitude to the Great Spirit that always provides everything they need. And maybe even more than they need. And as we teach here about gratitude, they know that it also blesses them to give. It blesses the receiver and it blesses the one giving. And they also teach traditionally in Lakota culture that giving brings joy and courage in this way. Charles Alexander Eastman wrote years ago, he's a Lakota man who became the first Lakota or indigenous Western-trained doctor. He wrote, "Children must early learn the beauty of generosity. They're taught to give what they prize most, that they may taste the happiness of giving." This is everywhere in Lakota culture. They're always gifting from whatever they have. And Luther Standing Bear also wrote, "Generosity is a mark of bravery, so all Lakota boys were taught to be generous." So joy, encourage, community, blessing. And the last and perhaps greatest thing I've learned from my Lakota elders is about prayer in several respects. First, the value and the power of embodied prayer. Again, it's this idea that we're not compartmentalized. We are not a mind and a heart and a spirit and a body. We are all those things wrapped in one wholeness. So why not pray with all those parts of us? You know, Sundance is prayer in motion. Anipi, there in Sweat Lodge, you're praying with your body. You're using your body to help you pray. Humblecha, Vision Quest, is crying for a vision, and they're putting their body through some rigorous things on Vision Quest to receive what is theirs to do. All of this is embodied prayer. And at least for me, I've discovered that, man, I really like moving my body when I pray because it engages all the parts of us. And if prayer is about raising our consciousness and helping us kind of rewire, get rid of those old beliefs and accept some new beliefs about ourselves and our lives, then I think it's more beneficial to do it with all of who we are. And in a few moments, we're going to practice this together in community. Which is the other part of prayer that I learned from them is it's best when done in community. We can all pray separately, and I encourage you to do that. I do it every morning. But in community, there's that synergy that helps there's this energetic synergy that lifts us all up just a little bit more. Anipia's community, Sundance's community, even Humblecha, even though you're out on the hill by yourself, it's the community that takes you up on the hill, and it's the community that brings you back. It's the community that sweats with you, and you get to share your vision in that sacred place of Anipi. So community and prayer. And prayer is a responsibility we have for the people. Sundance is all about praying for the people. We spend 4 days before Sundance in purification to get ourselves right, but it's so we can pray for the people. The same as in Anipi. One round is praying for ourselves, so the next round we can pray for people in a good way. And we do this all the time, right? We pray for ourselves and we pray for other people. And it reminds me again of what Ernest Holmes said, that there's no private good. Whatever you're gonna pray for yourself to receive, pray for other people to receive that same goodness into their life. There's no private good when we pray. Let's pray for the people. So now I'm going to invite this community into communal moving prayer. Lori and Eric are going to help us with a drum beat, but I have to do a little prep for us. If you were here in March, you'll remember this, but I'm going to refresh your memories, and for those who might be new, it's Karen Drucker's song, I Am So Blessed. And we're going to stand, those of us who are able, and do it in the four directions. We're going to start west, and then north, east, and south. Yeah, that's okay. And I invite those who are in our virtual community to stand and do this with us. And if you're not able to stand for any reason, just still do the motions that I'm going to show you in a moment, and just maybe visualize in your mind facing the four directions. And the reason we do this in the four directions, because we receive many gifts from the four directions. We receive the warm winds and the cold winds and the rain and the snow and the rising sun and the setting sun. And so I have to stand here. The motions, to refresh you in case you don't know, they are the five steps of affirmative prayer. So this is an interfaith prayer. We're going to do New Thought prayer in a Lakota way. So first, it's your hand in front of your face. This is the sign language for God, so God is. And then your left hand is brought into your right hand, and you clasp them. I am one with that God, that spirit, that life. And then you build your consciousness to receive. And then in gratitude, great joy. And then hands to your heart, which is more gratitude. And then you release it. So, and you could sing along, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I have, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful. Okay, got it? Yes. Two times in each direction, stand if you like, again, stand at home if you like, we're going to face west, and Lori's going to lead the singing for us, but you can sing along.
I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed, I am so blessed. I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed.
Now north.
I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
Now, South.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. So grateful. I am so blessed.
Thank you for praying with me.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org. and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.